Hello, and welcome to our podcast, Galatians Verse by Verse, brought to you by Telios. This captivating podcast will not only teach you the wonderful book of Galatians, but it will also teach you how to study the Bible so you have confidence in Scripture. Each episode will provide key points for verses in Galatians. Thanks for joining us on this exciting biblical journey.
Hello, I'm William Stewart. Welcome back to our Verse by Verse study on the book of Galatians. We had a great book and a great study. We're in chapter 5 on a fascinating passage on the Holy Spirit. And these sorts of passages in the epistles, the apostolic letters, that part of the Bible, which is all true from Genesis to Revelation, God's word, but that part directed to the church being the epistles from Romans to Revelation chapter 3. So to the Galatians, then this verse or passage in 5, several other complementary passages of 1 Corinthians 2, also especially Romans 8, verses 9 through 16, and also in the Upper Room Discourse in the book of John, chapters 14 through 16. So there's four different passages, short passages or verses in those two chapters. Here is another section which is quite germane. And it started in verse 16 where he said, Paul encourages the Galatians, instead of walking by the law, to walk in the Spirit. So to do things according to what the Spirit would have, which we find out from God's word. So we know that God's word or the Spirit acts through God's word to affect change in us and to help us. So this is a quite important point for us to consider, and thus the Spirit will mature us and affect further change in our lives and our mindset and how we view life. So then he mentions also importantly, those who are led by the Spirit are, you can see who those people are because they're not bound by the law. Otherwise, they're not bound by legalism. And a lot of people, as we spoke, think they're led by the Spirit by their emotions or certain signs of feelings, what they think is their conscience. But it's not that. We have freedom to live in faith. And the Bible doesn't really tell us how the Spirit leads us, except by God's word and how Christ has spoken to us by God's word. Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2. But we're not bound by legalism. We're free, as it indicates in John 3, 8. The other way to tell is, interestingly, that those who are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. From Romans 8, 14, how do we know we're sons of God? Because we live purely in a crooked world. And from Philippians 2, 15. So those who live pure in a crooked world and are not bound by legalism, those people you can tell are being led by the Spirit. Two good hits. So our passages today, verses 19, got distracted there, but just such wisdom from Scripture, 19 to 22. Paul changes the topic in verses 19 to 21 and talking about things we are not. So Christian is a whole list of sins, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness in 19, 20, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies. Envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such things. These people will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, I'm not going to go through these in detail. I'll let you do that. Suffice it to say, all of us sin on occasion, at least. I know I do. Just ask my dear wife, Jeanette, who tolerates me, has tolerated me for a long time. However, the word here, otherwise, indicating these people's behavior, doing, is a present participle. And this is important because when the epistles talk about sin and whether a person's a, a sinner or not, and those who would be heading towards being lost eternally versus a Christian, it's a lifestyle. So it's not generally addressing one-time sin, except maybe perhaps a catastrophic sin, like some of the times that Paul names an individual, but generally it's a chronic sin, a lifestyle that is characterized by those actions or thoughts. And so it is here too. In the present tense, in the Greek, the original language of the New Testament, it indicates by the present tense that it's a lifestyle, continual action. So if somebody's a continual drunk, that you could think, gee, they may not, they should have go and ask themselves, have they really trusted in Christ and been changed and regenerated by the Holy Spirit and indwelt? If their lifestyle is characterized by envy, same thing. They need to really ask themselves, are they a regenerated, born-again believer? And maybe they are, and just very young. But it should prompt us and that person to evaluate themselves. So that's one side, verses 19 to 21. But then he makes a huge change. But the fruit of the Spirit, as opposed to somebody who doesn't have the Spirit, who hasn't been regenerated. Remember, in Scripture, you're either one or the other. There's no middle ground. Either you're a Christian who serves themselves, even when they try to do good, they're glorifying themselves, or they are a believer who's been regenerated and has the Spirit and can serve God, has that capacity. So this is clarified in Romans 6, verses 12 to the end of the chapter, especially up to 16. So the fruit of the Spirit, what we gain from the Spirit, and there's two verses here, excuse me, I'm just going to cover the first today. There's nine characteristics and three in Ephesians 5, verse 9. Fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Now, gentleness in the original Greek can mean kindness. Long-suffering literally means anger far away. So that's a macrothumia in the Greek. So those are seven characteristics that come from the Spirit. So again, how does the Spirit do this? Well, we have the Spirit. We have the full power of the Spirit. If you're a born-again believer who's trusted in Jesus Christ's death and resurrection for the forgiveness of sins and your depravity, you have eternal life. So you're regenerated by the Spirit. The Spirit's in you who can act to mature you to think and act, as in Ephesians 5:18, like you would want. He does this, as far as we know, and it's not completely clear in Scripture, by Ephesians 6:17, by acting through God's Word, and when we allow Him to help us put to death the deeds of the flesh, Romans 8:13. And these are seven very important characteristics: the love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith that come from the Spirit that changes our lives and our outlook and how we act and think, as opposed to an unbeliever who are characterized at least by one or more of verses 19 to 21. Okay, let's stop here. We'll continue into verse 23 next time, and maybe 24, but at least 23, finishing up this list, and then the reference back to the law that Paul makes, which is important. Thank you for joining me today. I'll look forward to seeing you next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast, Galatians Verse by Verse. We hope you found the teachings both interesting and informative. Join us next week for another exciting episode. To listen to all episodes, please visit our website, teleosresearch.com. That's TELEIOSRESEARCH. Thank you.